We're doing Ein Yaakov. We're up to the second chapter of Tractate Shabbos. Daf Chafaf Amud Beis in the standard Talmuds. The bottom of page Zayin Amud Beis in the standard Ein Yaakov. Tanu Rabbanan Mitzvah Chanukah Nerishu Beito. When we have a mitzvah of Chanukah, our mitzvah is to light an oil lamp, each person and his home. Notice the mitzvah focuses on the home. Bini, you're Sfaradi, right? So Sfaradim actually do this. One Chanukah candle or one Chanukah menorah for the whole family. Is that what you guys did at home? Or everyone lit their own? Whatever. You don't remember. Okay. Okay. So Sfaradim light one for the whole family. Ashkenazim light one for each member. So Ishu Beito, each man in his home. One of the things that the Greeks tried to destroy was the Jewish home. They forced Jews to take off their doors, their front doors off their homes. No privacy. They would take every woman before she'd get married and she'd have to sleep with the Greek governor. They were trying to break the sanctity of the Jewish home. So we light a candle for each home. The Madrin and those who pursue mitzvot. What does the word mehader mean? Mehader, what does mehader mean? Mehader can mean in Hebrew or Aramaic. So in Hebrew, we call an esrog, a citron, is a pre-eitz hadar, a glorious fruit. It says, ve'hadar tapenei zaken, glorify the face of an elder. In Aramaic, the word hader means to pursue. Those who pursue doing mitzvos nicely, ner lekol echad ve'echad, they can light a flame, a lamp for each member of the family. Ve'amadrin min amadrin, and those who are the most pursuant of mitzvot. So Beit Shammai Amrim, Yom Shon Medlik Shmona Mikan Melech Pochet Vorech. Beit Shammai are of the opinion, on the first day of Hanukkah, you light 8 candles. Second day, 7. You work your way down. Beit Hillel Amrim, Yom Shon Medlik Echad. Beit Hillel say, nah. And we go like Beit Hillel, right? We light the first night 1 candle. Mikan Velech Mosif Olech. And as you continue, you add, each night you add another candle. Amru Lei Pligi Batrei Amrai B'marava, Rabbi Yossi B'Ram, Rabbi Yossi Bar Zvida. We have an argument in Israel, what the logic here is. One explains that Beis Shammai says we light corresponding to the days that are still ahead of us. So you have 8 days ahead of you when you start. So you light 8. You have 7 days, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, down to... Okay. Beis Hillel say you look at the days that are passing. So day 1, and now day 2, now day 3. So that's the argument. That's one interpretation. The Chadamar, another one interpreted, time of the Bet Shammai connect for Achag. Beis Shammai say, we light candles corresponding to the cow offerings on Sukkot. The cow offerings represent the nations. We know we work our way down of the cow offerings on Sukkot. So corresponding to that, we light the Hanukkah candles. Why would it correspond to Sukkot? So it says that that year that we fought the Greeks, we could not celebrate Sukkot. We could not bring our offerings on Sukkot. So then when they could finally rest from the battle with the Greeks, they wanted to make up for what they had lost. So on the holiday of Sukkot, they wanted to commemorate the offerings they had lost on Sukkot. That also explains why Hanukkah is 8 days, just like Sukkot is 8 days. We know Pesach is 7 days here in Israel, right? Authentic Judaism. And the chutzlitz, they copy a day, right? Copy, paste, you add another one. But the original, meaning, you guys know original, right? Original is 8 days in Israel, 7 days in Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot. Corresponding to that, we have 8 days of Hanukkah. Guys, don't get me wrong, I lived in chutzlitz many years too, right? Say that. But eventually, you got to get here. Beit Hillel, and the reasoning behind Beit Hillel is Malin B'Kodesh V'in Moridin. We have two important concepts in Judaism. Number one is Malin Bakodesh. You always have to try to work your way up. Yeah? The Ein Moridin. Number two is you should not descend. Two concepts. One is try to go up, and the two is try not to go down. Why do we need them as two separate? They're two separate concepts. Sometimes you can stay status quo. That's also, at least you're not going down. That's also a big deal. There were two elders in the city of Tzidan. One did like Beit Shammai, one did like Beit Hillel. They gave the last reasoning, either corresponding to the sacrifices of Sukkot or this idea you always want to go up. Okay, so the first thing we saw was what did we say? You light a Hanukkah candle for the whole family. You want to do better, you light one for each member. You want to do even better, so you light the first day one, the next day two, the next day three, the next day four, right? Okay. So that was the first concept we learned. Then we said, Machloket Bet Shamayim Bet Hillel, do you start with eight and work your way down? Do you start with one and work your way up? Yes? Now, my Hanukkah, why did they make Hanukkah such a big deal? Over which miracle were the rabbis so excited that they made a whole holiday? There were many miracles. We studied this here. We learned about all the different wars and the accomplishments. Tanu Rabbanan, we have the following quote. B'chafei b'chislev, it was the 25th of the month of Kislev. Yomei d'chanukah timnai aynun. On that day, we celebrate 8 days of Hanukkah. T'lon misbit bonud lo litanot bon. We don't eulogize then. We don't fast on these days. Shekshenichnesu yivanim la'echal. The Greeks entered the temple. And we know that when a person isn't Jewish, so the rabbis declared that anything they touch can become defiled. Timu kol hashmanim shebaichal. So they decided they're going to destroy all the pure oils in the temple. And they broke all the vessels. And they brought in pig. And they slaughtered pig. And the Greek general brought in a prostitute into the temple. And they did everything they could to defile what was going on in the temple. And then we know when they slaughtered a pig in the temple and they wanted the high priest to offer it. So the high priest killed the Greek governor and led a rebellion against the Greeks. And Ukshegavam al-Chut Bet Hashmonai, so the Hasmoneans, the family of Kohanim, they established a war against, a rebellion against the Greeks, Vinitzchum, and when they were finally victorious, but Kuvlo Matzula Pachachat Sheshemen, they searched throughout the temple. They couldn't find any pure oil. They found one flask. It was an unusual flask. The Kohen Gadol had sealed it with his ring and sealed it into the floor so that no one could budge it. And this was a flask of oil that they had on tradition all the way back to the first temple period, all the way back to Yaakov Avinu. They had a tradition. This was the flask of oil that Yaakov Avinu used to libate his when Yaakov came to the Temple Mount, right? So that night he had the dream, he saw the ladder, and then he took the slab of stone he slept on, that's that big slab under the Dome of the Rock, and he poured oil all over it.
The whole stone under the Dome of the Rock?
Yeah, it's very big, right? That's what the Medrash says, that when Esav came to challenge Yaakov, Yaakov showed him the rock under the Dome of the Rock and said, "Brother, I put that there, you sure you want to start with me?" Right, it says that Yaakov...
I mean, it's a mountain.
It's a slab the size of five times this room. Yeah, it's a very big slab of rock, yes. That's a good question, I don't know. For now, we'll say yes. So that flask of oil was kept on tradition. They noticed it was unusual. That was a flask of oil that came from nowhere. Yaakov Avinu was completely destitute. He had nothing. He wakes up after that great vision and he sees a flask of oil there. So he uses it to libate the rock, and he notices that the flask never empties. So that flask of oil remained in Jewish heritage all the way to the Second Temple period.
It just emptied in the Second Temple period?
It did not empty.
Oh, it's still...
Every time they'd fill from it, and they'd see that it was full. That was the miracle of Hanukkah. You pour in, and it's still full. You pour in, and it's still full. Every time they could refill the lamp from the same flask, and it doesn't empty out. So they look at the flask, and they estimate there's enough oil here for one night. Some miraculous thing happened with that flask. They were able to use it for 8 days to fill the oil. A year later, they established that as a holiday. We say Hallel. We say Al HaNisim on Hanukkah. Okay. So we covered a little bit about Hanukkah. We're getting ready. Tis the season. Okay.